CBS Eye on the World, CBS Eye on the Moon. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. And a discovery. Bob, what is Hokuto R1 to discover?
This was the privately built and financed lunar lander that a company, Japanese company called iSpace, attempted to land on the moon softly in April of this year, last month. They carried some payloads, including the UAE's small Rashid rover. Unfortunately, everything had worked great until the moment of landing, and something went wrong. They lost communications with it. At the time of landing, based on the data that came in and the communications data, they thought it was possible that Hokuto R1 had landed softly, but unfortunately maybe hit something on the ground like a boulder that damaged it, and so that's why they lost communications. That was one speculation. The communications data, though, was puzzling and did indicate the possibility it landed softly. Well, now we have different news. Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, which has been orbiting the moon now for, what, almost 15 years, they used the camera on that to take pictures before and after of the spot where they thought this thing landed. And they now released images before and after. I've got them posted on Behind the Black, and you can see. And what they discovered is there seemed to be a bunch of different pieces that were not there before on the ground. Debris of some kind. Now, the resolution isn't good enough to really tell us what these are, but there's unquestionably things moved or were added to the ground in that particular location. And small pieces, and they suggest strongly that when Hokuto R1 hit the ground, it did it not at soft speeds, but very, very hard, and it broke up into pieces. That's at least the first conclusion you can come to that. We're going to have to wait for more data. They're going to try to, of course, get other images from different sunlight directions and maybe higher resolution to maybe try to thin this down better, John, but that's where it stands right now.
A jellyfish galaxy. I've seen the picture. Where is it?
It's about 900 million light years away. The Hubble Space Telescope astronomers have been doing a survey for the past 2 years of what they call jellyfish galaxies. These are galaxies named such because they have tendrils that extend out beyond them. They kind of resemble jellyfish tendrils, you know, that descend below the jellyfish. And the reason these tendrils are there is because the galaxies are moving through the intergalactic medium. They call it the in this case, the intercluster medium, and because they're inside a cluster of galaxies, and so there's even though it's very tenuous, there's still material inside the cluster that you have to travel through, and it's like a ship plowing through the ocean. And so this particular galaxy that Hubble took was really cool because you can see very clearly the direction of travel,
right?
Because the one end of the galaxy is kind of like with pressed against the medium, and then the tendrils flow out behind it. And so I posted it on Behind the Black with an arrow so you could see this, and it's quite cool. It does tell us something about this is possibly also an explanation for star formation, because there is a lot of star formation taking place at the bow of this galaxy.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.